whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 252. Today is Saturday, February 20, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week as my co-host is Chris. Here she is. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Welcome, welcome. How you been, other than exhausted, working, and all of that fun stuff?
Geeking out over new stuff.
New stuff, and yes.
I was so tired at work today. I had coffee, I had tea, I had WoW music next to me on my desk to keep me going.
Nice.
And I was so tempted to watch BlizzCon stuff, but I had 28 reviews I need to get written. And I figured that probably wasn't the theme I needed to be watching while I was writing people's reviews. So, nope, WoW went with me to work today, and that and the caffeine kept me awake. So,
nice. Excellent. Well, you know what? Relatively short show, so you can go to bed, because I think that, you know, that's what you need to do, because you do need some sleep, but I truly appreciate you coming and helping me out today. So thank you for that. I appreciate
all
that.
Day.
Excellent. Well, for me, I've been good. I have two new additions to the family. So Execute is here and Cozzy's here somewhere. Probably Cozzy's on the bed. So they finally were able to get up here due to all the COVID fun that we've had. And anyway, it's like all go ahead. I think we're at 110 days until the wedding, so it's kind of like, crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So everything's going accordingly. Let's just say that. The plans are all working out, and I just got, you know, a few things to still do and sort out. So it's been pretty hectic doing all of that as well. So other than that, I'm good.
But we got the groom there, so
yes.
Done and done.
Yeah, exactly. So other than that, there's been some other stuff that's been happening, and I must admit, as much as I love to dedicate the whole weekend to doing all of these things, and my internet's going to be stupid because, of course, it's Sunday, and Sunday means Australian internet is going to be crap. Yay. So if I drop out, that means yay. That means no fun. I think it's there. Yeah, it's just being silly. It's okay. We're back. It's all good. It didn't disconnect.
So, welcome to Aussie Internet.
Yay! It's so fantastic. So we'll see how it goes. But so with this weekend, for you guys, everywhere there's been a BlizzCon line. So BlizzCon has happened online. Blizzard has put it together. There's been a lot of information that's come through. It's been amazing because it's been free to everyone. They've had panels. I saw a bit of the Q&A this morning. I saw some of the Warcraft stuff. I saw some Diablo. I saw Matthew Mercer doing a whole Diablo, you know, like critical role. That was really cool. Didn't spend as much time. So yay for videos and being able to go back and watch all of these amazing things. So chat room, you guys been watching it? Like, I hope you have anything excited about things to come. Pop it in the chat. Chris, things that are coming. So obviously we've got a new patch coming.
So I got home in time yesterday to see the launch trailer. And if you guys know me, I mean, this is my game. This is the only, pretty much other than American Truck Simulator, where we all work for Zep, you know, this is like the only game that I really play.
Yeah.
So I listen to it at work. I love the stories. I love the books. I love the movie. You know, I am just a complete WoW geek. I was so excited at that trailer. I'm like, D, oh my God, D, are you watching this? D, you know, D is my child. And I loved it. It's like all the things we thought might be possible could have happened. I mean, we're so geeky. We the second we got done with the trailer, we went and pulled up, is it Ilganoth? He's next to me. Ilganoth's whispers, and we're trying to figure out, okay, could this whisper mean this, and could this whisper mean that, and oh my gosh, they're pulling in the old gods, and oh my God, and his heart hurt, you know. And when he walked by, I'm like, second I see it, sorry, spoilers, if you don't want to hear a spoiler, plug your ears for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, Anduin's bad. Uther's heart hurts. Anduin's bad. You know, and so I was just so wrapped up in watching that beginning that it was so much fun to me.
Yeah.
And it was neat to watch it. That, you know, I know the crowd wasn't there and you didn't get the reaction, but it felt really pure. It was kind of like, wow, okay, so I'm seeing this at the same time as everybody else. I studiously avoided Google Feed and Wowhead, and I mean, I did not go on to anything that could have spoiled for me all the data mining, so that when I saw that trailer, it was the very first time the way they intended it for BlizzCon.
Yeah.
So I absolutely loved, I got to see a lot of stuff yesterday. I just had a heyday from the moment it started, the opening ceremony, until I stayed up a little bit too late watching the voice panel. yeah, a lot of too late watching the voice panel. But, oh my God, was he saying, oh yeah, P, did you see it? I'm like yelling at him, and I was like, oh my God, did you see this? Oh my God, you got, why aren't you watching this? Get on! Wait, I gotta find the video. I was so, like, why are you not watching this? So I just geeked out my little WoW heart all afternoon yesterday. It was absolutely delightful.
So there's, I mean, there's so much stuff. There's just not only for, obviously for most of us through World of Warcraft, but you know, the stuff coming through with Diablo and Overwatch and, you know, all the other Blizzard games is just like, just seeing some of the artwork and the little bits I've caught from other, you know, panels that had to do with like Diablo 2 and things like that. And you just look at, just go, ah, these, how talented are these guys? Like, not just in a game, but Blizzard as a whole is amazing. So I've put the link in the chat room to Wowhead's information for all BlizzCon. So, you know, obviously you can pop on there and have a look. There's so much information. I think the closing ceremony happens soon-ish, probably in about 20 minutes. But at the moment they were running the Critical Role, was doing the Diablo one-shot D&D session, which was pretty, it looked pretty cool from, I saw probably about 15 minutes, and it was like, hot damn, oh, Matthew Mercer is so good.
You're gonna have to go back and watch the Cooking Channel one too. They were doing the Warcraft cookbook.
Yeah. Oh, excellent.
There's Dollar and so Brownies. Much. Does it ring a bell there, yeah. Miss Lita?
Yeah. Yeah, it is slightly. Just that sounds really slightly familiar. Somebody's favorite. Yeah, but that will also come into play for the wedding. So yay, Dollar and Brownie is awesome. We do love that. That's so good. I think he's eaten all the Dollar and Brownie too. I don't think there's any left. I didn't make any this weekend. I did cook, but I didn't make any Dalaran brownie. So there is other stuff upstairs. Anyway, so there's lots of things. So we want to just have, you know, like a quick chat about what we've seen, what's going on. Obviously, the cinematic for Shadowlands, for what is it? Chains of Domination. Like, if you've not seen it, like, go have a look. If you're not going to watch it because of spoilers, fine. Maybe take a break for a bit. Come back and talk to us later. But it is, once again, their cinematic team just, wow, just was awesome. There's so much in that trailer that is just like so many questions that you're kind of going, I need more. I need more mm-hmm. to find out about what the hell is going on. So it's like, it's just, I can't wait. Again, like I always can't wait, but it's just like, I can't wait. There's so many good things. There's, you know, information on raids, and obviously I don't raid, so I don't care, but just seeing, you know, like the graphics and the new designs of stuff is very cool. There is new pets, and there's new mounts.
So, did you see those mounts?
Mm-hmm, the class ones?
Oh, well, not only the class ones, but the see-through horse, thank you very much, mm-hmm. and a skeletal hand. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. We can ride around on a skeletal hand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Please.
And that horse is amazing.
Looks fantastic. So, you know, again, all these things that is just what Blizzard is giving us or throwing at us with all this, you know, the new stuff to come is truly, you know, their design team, their creativity as to these things is quite amazing. So obviously for a lot of challenge players, this stuff isn't gonna come into play, so I'm just gonna make that clear on a challenge tune. This stuff you're not gonna want to be doing. However, if you've got that alt or that scout, or your, you know, your main normal tune, whatever you want to call them, there is so much content that is coming. So that's very exciting. I think I'm more excited at the moment about just the pets and the mounts. Like, give me a pet. I'm happy, especially when they pop up in your what do you call it, your work table thing, what's it called, I can't remember, your daily,
oh, in your covenant,
yeah, I've gone blank, mission table thing, yeah, mission table,
that mission table,
I every time one pops up and I'm like, okay, there's a cute little pet. I don't have that. I want that. I'm going to throw everything.
Wait. You're getting pets in your mission table?
Yes.
I'm getting gear. Okay, we do very different things on our main. I'm getting, like, guardian tank upgrade, 10%. Go send them out. Okay, I'll go send them. I have not seen a pet in there yet.
I've got three. And they're all super cute.
Okay, wait, I call foul.
So, I don't know, maybe, you know, maybe it's, I don't know. But they're very, very cute.
I don't know, but I want your mission table.
They're super cute. So, yeah.
Well,
so
and did you see the flying? Busy. Flying, mm. people, flying. Mm.
Yeah, so they've decided to not put flying behind any achievement.
No gated rip grind.
Yeah. So that's interesting. That's like the first time ever. So that's good. I know that they were saying the Wandering Ancient mount is coming.
Yes.
That was through
poll. We'll get to 9.0.5.
Yeah. So that was a poll that was done last year where you had to vote on, I think it was like 4 different things, and the Wandering Ancient is the one that won. So, yeah, so you can we'll be getting that, which is exciting. The other thing, going back to pets, because when I saw this, I don't know if any of you guys actually heard like this universal shriek of joy, because if you did, that was me. There's 2 new battle pets that Blizzard are making available. So it's Bananas the monkey that used to be in way back, that I've never been able to get back. And Daisy the sloth. Oh my gosh, she's so cute.
She is adorable, must have.
Yes, and they've got to do with supporting Doctors Without Borders. So whatever it is, I'm just like, give me, here's my card. Here's my, just charge me, like, whatever. So I'm not worried. Just, I'm so excited. They're super, super, super cute. So yeah. So there's that. Hang on, I was looking for about the flying. So flying, they were just going to give us, wasn't it? Like, it's not behind having to do the wrap. It'll
be part of your Pathfinder. So as long as you've gone through your Covenant campaign,
yep,
and done the chapters in your Covenant, then it'll unlock automatically. You don't have to have the rep grind. You don't have to have done this or all that. As long as you've followed the campaign,
mm-hmm,
I believe, then you're good.
Yeah. So I'm guessing as long as you've done it on one tune, it's going to become account wide. I must admit, I didn't really notice that.
Yeah. And you'll get it. So once you unlocked it, you'll get flying at 50.
Yeah.
On your other tunes.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. So flying won't be, they did say flying won't be in the mall. However, they will be able to use our ground mounts, which I kind of went, yay.
I didn't know people couldn't use their mounts in the maw.
Because you're a druid.
Yeah. I'm like, people can't use their mounts in the maw? What mm-hmm. are they talking about?
Yeah. So, no fair. So, you need to go through the Covenant campaign. So, at the moment, there's been like 9 chapters. So as long as you take one tune through that, which obviously you don't want to do on a challenge tune because things and stuff. So whether there is a better one, I don't know if there's an easier than other ones to do in the campaign one. I know when I did the Revendreth stuff for Ventry, like, I loved it, but some of that stuff is in like intense. so it was very you know, I did have to go into a dungeon. I had to kill a certain boss. There's all sorts of things. So I haven't played through you know, like the stuff in Bastion properly, or Maldraxxus, or Ardenweald. So I'm not really familiar in all those campaigns, though I do know someone who is. So, you know, it's might be one of those things that you can work on your other tune. If you need help, let us know. We can always come help, okay? So yeah, but I mean, that's exciting. That's exciting that at least we don't have to do the massive rep grinds that we've had to do in previous. And the achievements were, what, you had to get like 8 or 10 things, and you had to have all those before the flying would
unlock. Yeah, Fae flying wasn't, well, so was, they all were.
Yeah.
And I did just find that the Wandering Ancients mount,
mm-hmm,
is the only requirement to get the mount is that you have to have Shadowlands,
mm-hmm,
which that's pretty awesome. So if you have, yay, Shadowlands, you get the Wandering Ancient.
Okay.
Which, Lita, if you didn't see it, there's an adorable, Fair just mentioned it, an adorable panel on the creating the Wandering Ancient,
mm-hmm.
and because the caterpillar was second choice
yes.
to the tree for the mount, there's actually a caterpillar up in his shoulder living on the tree.
Nice. That's good, because I actually picked the caterpillar. I was like,
hey, a ton of people pick the caterpillar, and everybody's trying to figure out how the heck the tree won.
Yeah, I just
but they did a great job on this tree. I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's, again, there is so much information that you can have a look at and go back and watch the videos, and you know, that's what I'll be probably rewatching all things, you know, over the next week or so, just to try and take it all in. The fun part about the BlizzCon stuff, and being that it's BlizzCon line, being online, is, you know, it's fun to know that we're all at home, as I have every other year, except for 2018 when I was there. You know, that everyone is kind of like in the same boat as what we have been to be at home. And we're all sitting because, you know, thank you, COVID, for creating, you know, challenges for everyone to work around. And I think Blizzard has knocked it out of the park in what they've done so far. So please pop on over. As I said, look, I think the closing ceremony is going to be starting soon. Obviously, watch that after we're finished. Or not. Whatever. Whatever.
I'll be rewatching them all later. I was gonna say
Chris and I are not doing a singing dancing thing, guys, so
you don't want to hear me sing.
Yeah, no one wants to see that either from me. Exactly. So that's that. Now, was there anything else that you wanted to mention on the BlizzCon line stuff? It's all very exciting.
Oh my god, I could geek out for... you don't want me to keep going and going, because, like, you know, the voice panel, and oh my god, what zombie was on there. And of course, Draka is exactly the character actress I pictured for Draka, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, if I just encourage everybody, if you haven't seen some of these things, go and see them. They were just so fantastic, you know, yeah. And like the little tidbit that... what's his name? Last boss. You're a covenant leader. Oh my goodness.
Oh, Prince.
Yes, Prince. D name? Prince. Invent there. What? Everybody, please give me his name.
I've gone complete. I can see him.
Prince. Thank you, Zep. Sire Denathrius.
Sire.
I'm so stuck on Prince.
Yeah, see, I don't get it. He's like... Get over there.
But you know what? They loved the voice actor so much, they couldn't kill off the character. Because he was so good. He was going to die until this man started voicing him, and they're like, oh, no. And same with Bon Somdi. He was supposed to have this itty-bitty bit part.
Yeah.
And then the fans loved him so much. Well, fans love Zappy Boy so much, we got Zekon. So,
yeah.
You know, it's stuff like that, you know, and like where he dropped the bit about Odin's eye, I almost gave myself whiplash looking at D and saying, Eye of the Jailer, Odin's eye, do you think it's the same thing? You know, it's just,
yeah.
If you haven't seen some of these panels, I would highly recommend just go give them a watch. Mm-hmm. And it is just such a joy and a geek moment to behold, and
yeah.
It lets your imagination run away with you. And then you can start pulling all these guesses and threads in and be like, ooh, could it be this? Ooh, could it be that?
Yeah.
Because already it's so much different than a lot of people were saying it was going to be,
mm.
you know, that it's just an absolute joy. And it's fun to know that so many people are in the same situation as all of us are, whether you go to work or not. And we all just have a moment where we can put everything that's happening aside and just share in our absolute pure enjoyment in this game and be the great big giant lovable geeks and Murlocs that we are.
That's the whole thing. Like, when I had heard that Blizzard was doing this in the way that they, you know, it was coming across to me. I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be very different to what they've done previously, what I'm used to seeing, because I've always done BlizzCon online because that's been the only way I've been able to see it, basically, you know, for the last however many years that I've been seeing it. So when I started seeing it yesterday, I'm just sitting here going, this is exactly what I have seen every other year. It's just, there's not been the crowds. There's not been the times when they've, you know, they've done the live stuff where there's been everyone up on the stages and there's crowds and crowds and the cameras panning over. But the rest of it, it all felt exactly the same. You've got the panels, you've got people talking, you've just got them in the format of everyone's obviously at home in a box, like what you and I are in at the moment.
Right, and all of their chairs are a little bit further spaced apart.
Yes, yeah, so, you know, and I thought, this is great. Like, to me, there's no difference. Yeah, so hopefully that also brings into, perhaps for future things, that they can really tie in the whole, you know, not being, people not physically being there. But there is certainly an atmosphere to when you are there. It's electric. It really is. A bunch of geeky, Blizzard-loving people. Just, you know, I don't think I stopped smiling.
My kind of people.
Long time. Yeah. So there
if
is
If I could throw
so
in some
much.
Twitty fans at the same time, I'd be in heaven.
I'm sure they're there. I'm sure they're all there. Oh, yes. So there is obviously so much that you guys can go check out and rewatch and take in all the interesting, you know, bits and pieces that are coming. Most of it, obviously, for World of Warcraft is not going to be something that challengers will be pertaining to, you know, wanting to go through. But for those that want to, you know, scout things out, take it through on your normal regular tunes, there's going to be a lot to play through, which, you know, ultimately can also help in doing things for your challenge tunes in the long run, you know, if that's something that you're after. Obviously, there was also the release of Burning Crusade is coming for Classic WoW.
Yes. So, and they even said what that tuning will be.
Yeah, which is exciting. I didn't notice if they mentioned anything about the API, so I'm going to have to, when I was listening to that, that there was no mention that I heard. So I'm really hoping that, you know, with these things coming, that finally we will get an API for that. So obviously the challenge people playing over in Classic WoW can be able to track their challenges the same as we do for retail, which would be awesome. However, yeah, there's no confirmation as of yet. The only thing I know is, ages ago, we were told specifically from a Blizzard employee that it would be coming. Time frame wise, they didn't give us one. So that's all I know. So whether they've changed their mind, I don't even know of that. So we just sit here with bated breath and we have our fingers crossed and our toes crossed and our eyes crossed and everything crossed and hope that one of these days they will actually do it, which would be super exciting. So yes, so anyway, I think we've covered very little of what BlizzCon
we geeked out enough. Yeah.
yes and ultimately we really don't want a long show because you need to go to bed because it's been a very long day.
What's better?
Yes, what's well, it's this place where you're supposed to sleep. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So
dinner all day.
Yes, yes, exactly. So I hope those of you that have watched it, had some fun with it, enjoying it, all of that, go back and rewatch things. I am going to have to, I've only watched that cinematic 4 times so far. Only 4.
Oh, you're way behind. Come on, girl.
Yeah, I know, but I can be a little busy. And I have yet to watch it. So there's two other ways I definitely like to watch things. So I watched it on the iPad, on my iPad for most of it. I have not watched it on my big screen right here. So I want to do that properly. Then I want to put it on the TV.
Yeah. And watch it
on the big screen. Because, you know, like goosebumps when I watch it, it's one of those things where you get goosebumps. So I think putting it on the TV would be, yeah, fun. So that's,
somebody needs to snip all that chain together, mm-hmm, of those clips of the Torghast part and then them talking and all of it. Mm. So it's just one big long story and then boom.
Mm. It's very exciting. There's lots going on. As many questions to be asked that I'm still kind of just going, just give me, you know, it's one of those things where you just, Blizzard has always been rich with story. I've always loved this, love stories, everything they give us, even when stories change a bit and all of that. But it's every time when they do one of these things, you know, like BlizzCon, it's kind of like, I want the story now. Like, goddamn.
Right? And that's what I have to keep telling myself. This is 9.1, Chris. Yes. We haven't even gotten 9.0.5.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, but mm-hmm, oh my god, Kel'Thuzad? Are you kidding? Kel'Thuzad? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so I'm going to have to temper my excitement for a little bit, or I'm going to explode before 9.1.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, it is definitely like that. So we will see. They haven't given a release date or anything of any of this. We obviously know it's coming. See, it's not working. I don't know why. I really
I just baby Norted. See, he does it. How about a live? You got a baby Nort live.
I set it up, and it's obviously anyway, for Peridon, I will play because I have got the file right here, so I will play it. Okay, ready? Let's see. It's just little tiny. I went through 8 bloody files just to find that. It's so, and I know I've got better ones. The whole thing is, I know I've got better ones, but trying to remember exactly at what point that you have done a naught was like, so yeah. Anyway, we will definitely be taking. If anyone has any, please let me know, because I'm more than happy to extend the sound library, because we do love it when you nought. And yes, we do need a nought counter.
See, and I was gonna let go so you didn't hear it, and then that was a full-on nought.
Yes. Okay.
Oh my god,
time frame. Okay, what are we at? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I saw P saying, please Nort live, Chris. Okay, thanks. And Nisi, we still need a Nort counter. Maybe Nort.
I've got record of exactly when this one is. So
she's like, ooh, that was a loud one.
Yeah, it was. It was really good. It was really good. So, yeah, it's you know, it's a whole learning process when you're doing all these things. Things that you think that will work, and you're like, yeah, I've set everything up, and then they fail, and you're like, what the f-? Anyway, whatever. It's
right, and all of this because one day I typed snort and dropped my S, and then Nort was born.
We love you, Nort. You're a good Nort. You're a good Nort.
Bless you.
Alrighty. Okay, so as we said, all the information, we'll have the links in on the website with all the information for those that don't know where it is. Obviously, open up your BattleNet. Like, all the stuff is right across. Can I just say that I finally got the new BattleNet? I don't know why it's taken so long, because I've noticed, like, for weeks, everyone else seems to have had it. And I kept going, no, well, I've got it, because this is, like, you know. Anyway, I finally got it a couple of days ago, and all I did was I sat here, and I was like, I don't like this.
I'm not happy. That would be for, like, the first few days. I'm like, what is this?
This is too much. This is just too much. And I'm like, just take it away. Take it away. So.
Yeah, but then after a couple of days, you're like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm starting to
The
two custom.
Big I don't mind about, because I'm used to stretching mine quite, like, wide out, like expanding it out, because I don't like little. I'm not good with little tiny. So I have mine quite large, but it just has, you know, like all the new stuff that's right in the middle now kind of hits me in the face, whereas it used to be like in little boxes and I could close the little boxes and just keep it fairly, you know, like minimalistic, so to speak. And now I've got all these people down on the side, all my friends, and I'm like, I there's too much. So yeah, it'll take me like a week to get used to it, and then I'll be like, ah, I love it. But at the moment I'm like, not happy, Jan. That's what it's all about.
I feel you.
Yes. So anyway, it is what it is. All right. Let's talk about how has your week been. Other than, let's not talk about work. Cause yeah. pretty much. How has playing been?
My week has been a sad, utter, horrific, bitter disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Spent the entire time trying to get the stupid love rocket that I would probably never fly on. Ever. Pink is not my thing. Purple? Mm. Oh, a million times up. Pink is not my thing. Mm. But it's a love rocket. And I despise it as much as I hate the fact I still don't have Headless Horseman mount.
Yeah.
No, I'm not bitter. Yes, I'm very bitter about that. Mm. But I don't have the Love Rocket either. And I, of all things, I only have 10 tunes this year that I can go through.
Yeah.
P still has 26 per day. So he is trudging through 26
wow.
tunes
mm-hmm.
per day for that puppy. I'm only at 10 and I'm utterly bitter.
Yeah.
That this thing is a myth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, you know, there are some times that the last couple of days I've just not. What? 312 attempts so far this year?
This year, yeah.
Holy freaking hell. Okay.
I did get my Hearthstone, though. So all last year, yay. Zep got to hear me complain over the fact that I missed. The only Hearthstone I was missing was Love is in the Air.
Yeah.
And I forgot to get it last year. So Zep has listened to me for a year complain about that hole in my toy box for the Love is in the Air. I think he's probably happier that I got it than I am, because now he won't have to listen to me for another year say that I'm missing that Hearthstone. But I did go get that. So at least mm-hmm. that I'm happy about. But yeah. Yes. Utterly disappointed.
Excellent. I was more disappointed that there wasn't anything like new. I always, you know, even if it's just something little, it's kind of like, so I've not had time. Normally I will go around, and I've always done every world event gets done on Lita, even though she's done it for like the last freaking 10-12 years. It doesn't matter. She goes around, does everything. I did not have the stamina to do that because I'm not getting anything done. So I just kind of went, yeah, that's, you know, it's one of those things to just be like, no, I just need to focus on focus. Right.
Focus power.
focus is such an F word. It's just...
I have a couple other.
So, yeah, it's just not been... I've not run it every day. I haven't run it every turn. I just haven't had time to. So, you know, yeah, Peridon says he's losing the will to live. I don't blame you. 312 attempts just this year. Whole hot damn.
Seriously. And hi, Taco.
Yeah, hi, Taco. Obviously, it only drops for those, 50 plus that can get the heart shaped box that has the ability to drop them out. It's, you know.
And for stone.
Yeah. That would be my fun thing, would be like, stone, get your backside over here. Here, I got it, like, you know, that I'd be throwing that in his face, but no, I don't.
So next year. This year, you have a wee bit going on. You have your own personal love is in there.
Yes, I do. I do. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's just been a bit crazy. But anyway, all I do is send out and say good luck to all of you that are running at 50 million times, Peridon, and yourself, Chris, and, you know, may the RNG gods please at least be in someone's favor that I know.
Right? We only have one more day.
Yeah.
One more day, and then it's done.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, we're nearly at the end of February. What is going on? I know, it doesn't stop. All right, anything else that you got up to, or is that's just been it?
Focus. Yep, that and just all my lovely night fae, you know, fairy things for my big girl.
Nice. Well, that's good. It's keeping you busy, which is awesome. I did actually hop on the baby Passy, not this week, last week. And she hit 29, so I've been venturing.
What?
And I'm really disappointed because I've not had time to focus on. I wanted to take some of the, like, the big girls and do a bit of love and do a little bit of, and it's just kind of not really been conducive to any of that. So I'm just like, well, at least I got some of the stuff done on the baby Passy. So you know, running round and round Damora and New Tinkertown, which again, you know, gives you a sense of
nostalgia.
Zen. Like, yeah, it's just kind of like, yeah, it's very,
we
very
do love
sweet.
That path.
It's very, very cool. So yeah, Big Steve for the win. Thank you for the follow. That's very sweet. Well, I'd like to say, I don't think it's going to happen, but I'd like to say that somebody, you can't see, but somebody, meow, has come to say hello.
Aww.
We're still being friends. We're not quite there yet. It's a labor of love. Noah's gone back to see Dad. He did pop his head around and said hi. He's probably going, what the hell is she doing?
He's warming up. Soon enough, he'll be on your lap for wanting camera time.
Yeah, I'm sure. Apparently, already enjoy sitting on the seat when I'm not here. So,
Smart cat.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So anyway, he's gorgeous. So he's gorgeous little guy. All right, other than that, that's pretty much been all I've done. Is not much. I don't even feel like I've done very much WoW at all, because things are a bit crazy. Yes, pretty much that is Cozzy's motto: if I fit, I sit. Mm-hmm. Should make him up like a little pillow thing with that on it. Maybe you might do that. We'll see. Anyway. Alright. News. Where's my stuff? News bumper. And my video is gonna be silly. It's okay. No, it hasn't dropped yet. It's still like going,
it was maybe. Just buffering a wee
It's
bit.
Just like, maybe, has it dropped? It's still going. Like, it's fine over here on Discord. Looks fine over on Mental Blank. On the
Which?
Thing. On the thing. Oh my god. Yeah.
This tells you how tired our brains are.
My brain is, yeah. So I don't know. It's probably dropped. So I'm just gonna. It was another long buffer. Mine hasn't even come back. It hasn't
dropped.
Oh, I'm
watching you.
I am? Yeah. Are you watching me in that?
Well, I'm watching you in two places. I'm watching you in real time there, and I'm watching you on Twitch there.
Okay. Came back, then tried to buffer again. On mine, it's still buffering, so I don't know what's going on. Again, yay, it's Sunday, and Aussie internet. It's okay now. See, mine's still being stupid, so I can't tell. I really, really don't want to refresh. US audio and Australian
You're
video.
Golden, I'm watching you on Twitch.
Yeah, okay, I'm all good. All right. Okay, so let's play this cute little bumper, because we do love this little bumper. Let's have a look here.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
It is. We have got a couple of things to say. So, first up, a huge congratulations to Catster becoming our 7th Shadowlands Iron Champion. Congratulations to Stir. Not sure if he's in the chat room. I know he's been a bit busy lately himself. Just want to say, Stir, I got some possible tune names for you. Check the channel. Just if you need some. Just saying, you know, because he needs to expand on the naming. Would be good, I think, as Fair had suggested, would be good for a hunter. Just say. You know, rogues, you can only have so many rogues, Stir. Hunter time. Come on, hunter time. No, I'm kidding. So congratulations, Stir, on that. That is awesome. There is also a Spreadshirt promo that is currently going. It will finish on the 21st, which should be your time, not necessarily my time. There is 15% off for everything at the store. So if you want some merchandise for WoW challenges, for your challenges that you want specifically, like a pacifist or a bloodthirsty, there's all of those things over on the Spreadshirt store. So pop over and have a look. So yeah, so there's that. Okay, so we are going to, we might actually have a short show, Chris. I'm just saying. alright. So we're going to do our little bumper from our wonderful, wonderful Zort. So here we go.
Hey yo, it's Chit Chat!
The Goblin. We love him. We miss him. He's off. I know he was streaming earlier today, so Zords, if you're out there, we miss you. Hi. I'll have to shoot him a message, see how he's doing. I'm gonna have to refresh my page because it's being stupid and wasn't doing it. And I just love it when my own channel welcomes me to my own chat room.
You're blocked. Kinda like Metallica was on the opening ceremony.
Oh, I didn't see that. I heard about it, and I'm like, what?
I gotta go hear what the folk... Well, because I was watching on YouTube. I gotta go find out what folk music they were putting on instead.
I had heard that they started doing whatever, and then Twitch just went, yeah, no, and dropped it, did something,
yeah,
and then put up some sort of filler music in, and it's like... Okay, wow, Twitch, you dropped the ball big time on that one. That's awesome. So yeah, you're going to have to check that out, because I only heard about that a little while ago, and I have to check it out. And plus, I love Metallica. I mean, yeah, dude. Like, seriously. Yeah, seriously. So, yeah. Okay, so let us start. I don't know where he's been. I think he's been okay. We'll have to get a catch in with the Mr. Azzy, but let's play his little bumper. So it's here.
It's Azzy's pun.
Do love that. All right, what have we got?
We have. There's a woman selling batteries in the park. She sells sea cells by the seesaw. Can I just say, I have a speech impediment, and that is brutal. Oh my god.
That one is, I can remember growing up as a kid and doing the whole, you know, she sells seashells.
Seashells.
And I would barely get through.
But...
I know, that's just, it's like, it's awesome, but it's also, like, freaking... Oh my god, at the same time. So you did. Thank you, lovely.
It's a cute pun.
You did awesome. It is a very cute pun. Thank you, Azzy. We do love those, so thanks for that. Okay, so I have one from Dave. He said, I wrote a song about a tortilla. Actually, it's a rap.
I thought that was cute.
Gotta love it.
Is he Nording? Please tell me he's Nording.
He's just like, he's just like, no. He's like, out of here. Shook his head at me and he's just gone. He's like, nope. That's very cute.
Baked goods.
It is. I made the best chocolate and lavender cupcakes yesterday. They
looked amazing.
They're so good. It was really good. Mom had bought me some actually like edible lavender quite a few months ago. They'd gone to a lavender farm, and instead of getting, you know, the normal lavender, they obviously put this through a process and becomes edible. And that stuff that you can cook with. And so what I did is I infused the butter that I added into the for the buttercream with the lavender. And at first, I was only supposed to do it in like 2 tablespoons of the butter. So, but I was just like, you know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm just going, throw it in, do this, do that. So I threw it all in. With all the butter.
Oh my goodness.
So when I started making the buttercream, and you know, it's when you're baking, you've got to test things. You can't just give stuff
all the time,
to the family.
Stage.
You have to make sure that, you know, is this okay? And when I did it, it was like, yeah, okay, this is good. So the level was really good. It was not too over the top. But it was more than just subtle. It was a bit more there. And I thought, yeah, this is good. And then when I read back the recipe, I was like, okay, it was supposed to be subtler. Oops. But it worked. It still works. So yeah, it's really good. So I've got thoughts.
Well, the funny thing
things.
Is you take those pictures and you send them to me. And half the time I fall asleep like halfway through. The pictures. So I always wake up on Saturday mornings and I'm like, oh my god, I need baked goods now. Mm. So I get my coffee and then I'm like, okay, I want to go to Lita's, but that's like a 17-hour flight from where I live. Somebody came in this morning with donuts and you would have thought it was the second coming. I'm like, oh, give me one now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I need a donut, please.
Yeah. It's a bit like that. I must admit, I've been trying to convert a lot of recipes over because my sister has now got this massive intolerance. So as much as I like looking for like gluten-free recipes, some of them are really bad. So
gluten makes it good.
Yeah, gluten is really good, but it makes my sister very, very sick. So it's, I just can't do it. So some of the recipes that I've been doing, it's just been a matter of, you know, I'll serve it all up, I'll serve it to the family. And it's not like it tastes like cardboard, but it's, you can tell the difference between when you take a normal bite of a normal cupcake, and then you sometimes have these gluten-free ones and you kind of go, eh. So I've been adjusting normal recipes to try and find a level where my family basically will go, is this gluten-free? So I managed to do that yesterday with a sponge. I didn't make the normal, you know, like gluten-free sponge because it's crap. So I changed, and I didn't tell everyone, and I like served it up, and I'm like, here, have some of this. How's that? How's that taste? And my sister's going, can I have it? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, shh, don't say anything, just taste it and see. And you know, like my parents, I'm going, does it taste all right? And they're like, mum's like, dad's like going, yeah, this is really good, this is good. And then I've gone, you know, obviously, well, it's all gluten-free. And dad's like, hot damn, you wouldn't have known that. And mum's like, this is your
future bakery. This is your future bakery.
So it was
making
it was fun.
Gluten-free not taste like cardboard.
That's the plan. It's so far I have had some really good fails. But you know, we're getting there with the wins, so we will see. Anyway, that's a little bit of life outside of Lita being here. That's what we do. Okay, well, I think we've got nothing. Oh, Nisi said it was fine on its mainstream on the site, but they had a disclaimer at the bottom about copyright. Wow, that's about the Metallica. That's so funny. Like, that's really funny bad. I hope they get that sorted. Yes, he was definitely facepalming. So he's not returned, so that could be a good or a bad thing. But anyway, where's Cozzy? Cozzy's not here. One day Cozzy came and sat like right there, but still was like, no, don't touch me. It's just like, yeah, I'm just gonna sit here and be like, yeah, you're okay, but no, don't touch me. And I'm like, okay, all right. So we're still getting to know each other.
He'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah, and Kobe's like, I know there's a friend in there. I want to meet the friend. And I'm like, no, not yet. So, yeah, they've seen each other through the door. And it's a bit like, But we're just given a little bit more time before we properly introduce them. Fingers crossed. So, it would be really nice if they can at least tolerate each other. I would like it if they can be best friends.
Yes.
But if they can at least tolerate each other, I would be...
I'll be happy if Kobe doesn't eat him.
Yeah, me too. Because I'm going to be really not happy. I don't think so, but he gets a bit, like, excited. And that excitement could come across as, like, seeming aggro. But he's like, there's a new thing. I want to be its friend. It's like, no, just calming. So we'll see. Anyone got any tips and tricks to introducing each other in a very healthy and gentle way? Please let me know. I'm taking all suggestions at the moment. Anyway, all right, I think we are done. It's been a fun time to have a chat with you, but I think we'll wrap everything up for now. So, our Iron Elite, do you want to take it away, please?
Absolutely. Thank you from the bottom of our heart to all of our Iron Elite. Aleandras, Awesome Trousers, Oz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Grand Negus, Iron Brittle, Chris, Lauren Raymar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Ms. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Murs Charming, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Zorts.
Nice. series. Thank you guys, and again, we do truly appreciate though whatever support that you can give us, in as much as, you know, likes, retweets, popping in, saying hi, you know, all of that. Not necessarily the monetary contributions, but those that do, please know that it does help to run all of the things, which we do appreciate it. All right, so from Stonester and myself, we want to thank our wonderful mods for you guys for all the things that you do. So thank you to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thanks, guys. We do appreciate you guys. Big hearts to you all. Thank you. And to our code wardens, Elky Fim, Naptime, and Bell, thank you for the things that you guys do with sorting the things and the stuff. There's lots of stuff that they're working on, obviously, and with IRL, it takes time. So we do appreciate them giving of their free time. It's much appreciated. Everyone in the chat room, thanks guys for hanging out. Obviously, I know that it's crazy times for some of you. Some people need to go to bed. In particular, this person right here who needs some sleep very shortly. So we do appreciate anyone who pops in and says hi. Thank you guys for that. All right,
guys,
we do appreciate. So hearts, look, a little heart eye to you guys.
Big hearts.
So thank you very much. Now I will be back next week, which is Saturday, February 27. Oh my God, the end of February already. Crazy. 7 p.m. Eastern time. So don't forget, for all of the things, you can pop over to wowchallenges.com, find the information there for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels, all of it's over there. You can download the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. So check out the podcast for those that do. And also, if you want to send me any questions, tips or tricks, especially about, you know, cats and dogs meeting together, you can send them to the podcast. I don't mind. That's fine. Send it over to podcast@wowchallenges.com, or certainly, you know, put me on Discord or through Twitter. You can get us. Lovely, where can we find you? Please.
In about 5 minutes, under a blanket, wrapped up like a burrito. Other than that, on Twitter, at It's Chris W, or in WoW Challenges, or Puritans. What are they?
Servers.
Yeah, thank you. I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, I'm looking at Discord and I can't come up with the word Discord. I'm like, big, just Discord in the corner. Has Discord. Big circles. Mm. Wants a Murloc. Yeah, okay. Discord.
That's it. Over there. Absolutely.
Over there.
Oh, yes, you need sleep. All right. And don't forget where you can find me. Twitter is probably easiest, at Leta Wow, which is LeetaWow. Other than that, yeah, that's it. Just find me there, find me all the things if you need to, you know, check on anything. If you can't contact me via those, please get in contact with the mods also, and they can get any info to me at all. So definitely. Okay, last load of thank yous. Who we got?
Last load of thank yous, and you guys think you hear me, Nort, you should hear me when I hear this. Big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on the intro. You can find him, thank you Nisi for flowers, on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. Find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
That's right. And again, we do appreciate those. Russ did an awesome job with the intro. I love it so much. Every time I hear it, just like, yes, he nailed it. So thank you. Thank you, Russ. Thank you for that. All right. Well, I think that's it. It's time. Somebody needs to go to bed, boys. So we will see you guys. Thanks for hanging out. Go enjoy some BlizzCon line. If you get the chance, please stay safe, both in and out of game. because we know it is a crazy world out there, and we want you to be safe, so please stay safe. We will catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright
2021.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.